Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and of course the headquarters here, right here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's good to be here today. We're going to be talking a number of things. We got some guests calling in. We're going to be talking about an event that's coming up. Got a gentleman in the office with us. Want to introduce you. His name is Mr. Keith Davis. How you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How you doing? Thanks a lot for having me here today, DJ.
Hey, it's good to have you here, man. It's good to have you right here on Mad Dads Live all across the country. Want to say big ups to our producer, Joanne, and all the rest, and Diamond for helping us out to produce the show. We're talking about youth violence and what we can do to help. We got a problem all over the country with drugs, gangs, and guns. Give me some things you think we can do as far as a solution.
One of the things I think we can do is first recognize the things that lead to violence. And I think that there's a common saying in the community I'm involved with called hurt people, you know, when people are hurt, they hurt other people, you know what I mean? And a lot of times our younger brothers and even sisters out there, they're hurting, you know what I mean? They need some love, they need somebody to care for them. So we have to start approaching them with some type of outreach that assesses their needs to allow them to vent, you know, to get some of that hurt off, you know what I mean? If you never recognize a problem, you never know how to fix it. So I think we need to start addressing the things that are causing a lot of hurt, that's causing people to hurt other people.
Hurt people hurt people. And speaking of hurt people, we got Las Vegas on the line. They want to talk a little bit about some of the things that they're going to be doing up and coming. Coming up, I think, in a week or so here, right here in North Minneapolis. At North Commons, let's talk about that. Mama Trees, how you doing? Let's talk about something you're going to do to help some of the hurt people.
Well, myself and some other mothers are getting together, and we're going to tell a story, and it's called The Untold Story. It's for young mothers, grandmothers, nieces, and goddaughters, all women and young women-to-be to come out. And it's something that you don't want to miss. You know, if you're raising a daughter, you do not want to miss this. If you know someone that's raising one, you should pass the word on to them. We're going to have entertainment there, good food there, but most of all, we're going to have the word, and we're going to tell the truth. And it's going to be from 2 to 5 o'clock. I would love to see each and every one out there. Just come on out and participate. We have a summer that's coming, that's ahead of us, and we don't know what to expect. We can talk about what happened last summer, and it wasn't so good. So just tell everyone, spread the word. Come on out and see us.
Give us that location again and time and date, please.
North Commons on the 29th. It's a Saturday from 2 to 5.
Okay. And I'm going to still be looking for, you got some other guests that are coming on that I want to speak. I'm waiting for those two numbers to come, 0026-0688. They haven't showed up yet. When they do, I'll bring them on. Give us some, you know, we're talking about youth violence, gangs, guns, and drugs. One of the solutions that you're coming up with is that we need to get to those mothers. I think that's a big solution, too. What are some other things that you think we need to do, Mama Trees?
I feel that, you know, look, plenty of thoughts. I've missed a lot of sleep for thinking about a direction to go in, and a lot of us have probably taken our last direction because it hasn't been a change, but the change is coming. It's here, and it starts within ourselves. We need to just get up, get out, and just be about what's happening out here in our communities. It's no secret. We need to talk about it. We don't hold secrets with our loved ones. Really believe, we know everybody. Everybody know everybody. So when you hear or see something on TV, I'm all the way up here in Vegas, and an incident just happened a week ago, and I seen it, but I didn't know that it touched home so well. I knew the person that, you know, lost her life and her whole family, and it's crazy. So stop keeping secrets. It's not a secret when it comes up to a life. We got to talk about it. We have to tell it. So if you young folks, y'all come up with this snitch thing, my generation, we called it something else, okay? But today, grown folks, tell it. If you're grown, tell it, you know, or don't do it. Tell it or don't do it.
That's right. We're going to come back to you later because we want to know more about the event coming up. Get everybody out here. I think it's going to be important. It's going to be a real, real exciting time. I got my special guest, Mr. Keith Davis. Keith, you come from Chicago?
Yes.
Let's tell us a little bit about where you come from and give us some background.
Man, I come from Chicago. The community, its street name is known as the Low End, otherwise Bronzeville. I'm particularly from 47th Street in that community. That's known as Tobacco Road, Lou Rawls. Everybody knows that. Where I come from, man, is saturated with violence, drugs, just a whole disenfranchised community. You know, no resources necessary in order for people to start changing their lives or begin change. No youth centers, nothing really productive going on. The people that are making it there, they're making it out of their own sheer will to survive. You know what I mean? The violence consumes us. Before I moved back here, back in around 2012, I moved here in 2014, but right around 2012, the mayor there closed 106 schools in one day.
Mm.
So children had to cross barriers or boundaries or community lines that they'd never been to before. I think this gave birth to what you know now as Chirac, you know. So it's a really crazy situation in Chicago. And having moved here, I get to see just how strong the violence has impacted communities. And it's really bad because there's no leadership. The gentlemen there are just disenfranchised, unable to obtain necessary financial income to provide for their sons. Now they have angry sons who are hurt, who are hurting other people. They have angry daughters who are hurt, who are hurting other people. So when I think about the phrase, hurt people, I understand it because I've been hurt and I've hurt so many people in the past, you know, having changed my life and also have an opportunity to be here with Mad Dads. It's a great opportunity to start sharing with people that we have to be, we have to have the desire to want to change. You got to have that love. And, you know, we did that training yesterday. And the love piece is a strong piece. And that gives you the desire to want to push forth and help people and reach out and outreach to people who really are hurting and need and desire to want to do better for themselves and turn away from the violence that's plaguing our community. So, like, where I come from, it's really, you know, it's stricken, you know, being in and out of the system and children going in and out of the system. There's nothing going on that we can do as a whole. Individually, people are surviving. But as a whole, the people are struggling. So in order to change that, we have to come together. You know, we have to start pinpointing the problem and addressing it and not the individuals. You know what I mean? They're only subjects to what has been impacted. People will act out that which has been inflicted upon them. Unfortunately, people have been hurt, so they're acting out hurtfully. So if we can begin to start loving each other and find a desire in our hearts to want to help each other and love each other and care for each other and provide resources, you know what I mean? If I know something to help you, there are young men who just want to say dad, like you said yesterday. They just want to say dads. When they see Mad Dads, they just want to say Mad Dads because they don't have the opportunity to say dad. So I always believe it takes a village to raise a child. So we start acting like village leaders and get active and start being there for our children, being there for our sons, our daughters, you know, to give them a strong, positive, spiritual, loving, caring figure, you know what I mean? So we can start changing the situation that's plaguing our people all over the country. So until we do that, we'll have spots of survival, spots of love. So we need to have, we have to blot out this whole situation with a whole lot of love. So I think that the love, peace, you know, it covers a multitude of sins. So that's how I see things, and that's my position, you know, and I'm willing to give just about my whole life to help the situation change, help our people change. My son stays here in Minnesota with me now. 3 weeks after he moved here, I think one of his friends got killed. And I can only imagine if my son had stayed in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You know, he's 17 now. He's been here. He's had some accomplishments. He's struggling with transition, but he's doing great. And he's not where his friend is. His friend has passed. You know what I mean? And I can only imagine if he was there with him, it would have killed me.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation with our topic today is youth violence and what we can do to help the youth. With our special guest, Mr. Keith Davis, we're having a great time. I'm glad everybody's tuning in. Listen, what I need you to do, if you want to talk, you have to push that button, push one, and a light will show up for me. Mama Treese, what do you think about what you heard from Keith Davis?
Well, you know what? I heard a lot of it, and myself being born and raised in Chicago, I do know what he's talking about. Being 52 years old, I do know, and I agree to everything that he said. But Minnesota, if you all are out there listening, I just feel that you guys should take heed of what he was saying. And we should make a difference in our community, but we have to get up and we have to do it. We could talk about it all day long, but the thing is, we have to stand up. We have to stand up and we have to go on and do what we need to do to save our families, save our children, save our grandmothers, because grandmothers have been targeted in, you know, in the community. You know, so I just feel that we need to open more community centers. We have buildings in our community that are not open and that are just sitting there, and our children need more things to do, you know, and it's up to us.
You lost a son to violence, gun violence, and I know that every day you still go through that pain. What do you say to those mothers? Because not many mothers are doing what you're doing. That's getting out in the community. Matter of fact, it was a long while that you wouldn't even get out in the community, but you broke loose of that. What do you do to, what can we do to get those mothers? I think if we got every mother that had lost a son in Chicago to get out on the streets, that would have a huge impact. That would be thousands of mothers. Thousands of mothers.
Absolutely.
What could we do? What could you say to those mothers to help them?
You know, we can, number one, we have to tell the truth. The pain is going to remain. We have to address the pain. We will never get our children back. We will never get our children back. We have to understand that, okay? And then we have to learn how to take one day at a time to learn how to live without our children. You know, that's one thing. I want my baby back. That was something that I constantly said. And we have to lean on the solid rock. And the solid rock is that Bible. You know, doing anything of this world didn't matter. That solid rock, take that Bible to the bathroom with your mother. Take that Bible to the bedroom with your mother. Take that Bible in the cars with you. Just take that Bible. And I mean, strength will come. That's all I could say. The strength will come, and then God will give you a vision. The vision that I have is that I have to get out here and I have to tell it. I can't keep it to myself. God talks about spreading the word, his word. In the beginning was the word. So I'm out here and I'm doing what I need to do. As I live, I'm applying God's word to my daily living more and more. We have the fakers, we have the haters, and we have the pretenders. Been there, know how to identify it, understand it. We have to teach. Don't go around with your head so big to where you can't teach. And that's where I am in my life. I'm here. I'm open. I'm a 24-hour mother, and I'm out here to lend my helping hand to others.
Well, thank you very much. And when I come back to you, I want you to have all the information ready for me. We're going to talk about the event you got coming up. We're excited about that. We got lots of callers on here. I know you're listening on, but if you want to say something, press that one. That will let me know and give me that alert that you want to say something, that you have some conversation to relate to us. Keith, you heard from a mother that's been grieving, going through a lot. Why can't we get all these mothers in Chicago and Detroit, and why is it so hard to get these mothers to take a stand?
You know, you always have two lists when you're dealing with with people. You have the list how they see themselves in a good way, and then you have the list of things that don't nobody ever address, the anger, the hurt, the resentment, you know, the blame. All those different things play a part. So we have to address those things. We don't. That's what keeps the people apart. See, those things keep us together. When we don't address it, they keep us apart. When we start addressing, we start realizing how much we have in common. So when it's not addressed, it keeps people apart because, like she said, I want my baby back. I have a friend here in Minneapolis. She lost her son here to violence. And she can't focus because she gets going. And in her faith, and this is a church-going woman. This is a woman who has a relationship with the Most High. She gets going, and then next thing you know, I can see her posting things, and she's still going through it. You know what I mean? So she hasn't completely quenched her thirst because she hasn't addressed the pain, the resentment. And this will keep the people apart, not just women or the mothers, but this will keep the people apart, those unaddressed issues that we have that are causing a problem all over the world. But particularly in our community, our people are suffering the most from it because they don't address those issues. They have a line of issues to address. Mm-hmm. And the only way to address them, you got to start loving yourself again. You got to start giving away love so you can feel better about yourself. You ever somebody ever done something to you and you fail to forgive them for it? Now mm-hmm. you got this anguish going on in your head for days and months and years on end because you won't let it go. You won't forgive nobody for it. And until you forgive them, then you start feeling relieved. And you can forgive yourself for holding it in for so long. So that's what's happening. People are hurting themselves because they've been hurt, so they start doing it to themselves. So they hurt other people, they hurt themselves, and now they just got dealing with a bunch of bruised people. You know what I mean? So until we're able to address the list of things about ourselves that are unaddressed, we're not going to be able to heal, and we won't be able to heal the problem. I always think, like, the word is really simple, actually. You know what I mean? It's really simple, but we make it complex. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, he say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, and seek my face and pray, mm-hmm. then I will heal their land. So until we acknowledge that this is what's got to happen, like we've got to turn away from our wicked ways, the things that cause us to be wicked, that anger, that hate, that resentment, that, you know what I mean? All those things that make us so saturated in our pain that we just can't turn away from it. We feel like, you know, it's better to just deal with it like this, like, oh, forget you, VJ, to, you know, F this mm-hmm. and F that, and they want to just be angry. Some people get used to being that way and are afraid to start healing. So, like, until we get enough courage to start healing and forgive ourselves and start loving each other, then we won't be able to come together.
You listen to National Blog Talk Radio. That caller number's 347-215-9262. Youth violence and what we can do to help the youth. Our special guest, Mr. Keith Davis. We got a caller, 9619. You've been waiting for about 4 minutes. I'm glad to get you on. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me. I'm the director of Another Chance, America Single Moms, and we know the problem. We just need to get together and figure out the solution. And the solution is to start start training our kids in the right way from babies, and then we can weed out the violence. You know, we're going to have a lot of self-esteem classes. We're going to have a lot of anger management classes and different classes for the young women. We need to get our children back together. We need to get our young ladies back on track. And then doing this is going to take the whole city, state, and everything to do. We can't do it. One or two little organizations come together. And first, we have to put God in front of everything that's going to take care of all of our problems. Our young ladies need help. They need the older women, as the scriptures say, we need to be training them and teaching them the way to go. And we say we have a village, it takes a village to raise a child. We have to first get a village. Then we can have someone that we can talk to. A lot of our parents need to understand that it's okay for an elderly person to correct your child. You know, we have a lot of people that's dead and a lot of people in prison simply because the parents wouldn't allow anyone to say anything to their children. And we need to get back and get focused and take our community back, our families back, put our kids, give them a right mindset and direction. What's going to happen when they're born and start from there.
You talked about some classes. Let's talk a little bit about the programs you got going on and how do people get involved.
Okay, we are introducing the two programs on Saturday, the 29th of this month, from 2 until 5 o'clock. And all the information will be there. The literature will be there for them to pick up and read. And we'll talk, you know, on that. We'll have in the class, they can sign up for these classes for anger management, self-esteem classes, and parenting classes, all the classes that we need to get our family back to them.
How do people get in touch with you, ma'am?
It'll be at North Cummings, 1801 James Avenue. My number is 763-337-9619.
And what is your name again?
My name is Maggie C., the director of Another Chance and a Beautiful Thing Among. Yes.
Man, that's wonderful. We're excited about that. Don't you go nowhere. You stay with us. We're going to come right back to you. How you doing, Mama Teresa? It sounds like... Miss C has got it going on, and she's ready to bring us something, and we're excited about it. Mama
Tree?
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
You know, I barely could hear you, but yeah, I heard Mother C. She's telling the truth. We have to. It takes a village to raise kids, but today. Our village has been destroying our kids, but Saturday on the 29th, we are going to start building a new village that we are going to raise productive young people. So come on out. I'm telling you, mothers, grandmothers, because we have a lot of wounded grandmothers that can't do anything about the way their kids have raised their kids. So come on out and learn something. Learn something. We have to get to the root of it. We got to get to the core of it. We have, like the young man said, we have some mothers that are, you know, they are grieving. They are angry. And a lot of that is within, because we know how we have raised our children. And a lot of us have did the best that we could have done, but it wasn't good enough because we knew that our children had guns. We knew this, and we didn't take a stand. So we are going to start raising a new village in the Minnesota communities. And we're going to stop thinking backwards and start thinking forward ahead. And Mother C, I love you, and I'm looking forward to being a part of your event.
We're going to come back to Mother C, and we're going to come back to you, Mama Teresa, in just a moment. Keith, you have some people online that you want to say thanks for listening in?
Yes, I want to thank my fiance, she's listening, Jackie Smith, and my mother-in-law, Vera Martin. Vera, actually, she feeds the homeless every other Saturday. She goes over to 1010 Curry over that way, and her and her team, they set up and they feed the homeless and they minister to them. You know, and every chance I get, I go out there with them. We out there at 6 o'clock in the morning feeding the homeless, you know, ministering to people because people are hurting and they need help and they need love.
Yes, they
you
do.
Know, they disenfranchised. Not only do we feed them, they bring them cosmetics, personal products that they may need, skull caps, hats, gloves,
wow, that's nice.
Sweaters, coats, blankets. They just bring out, they make blankets you know what I'm saying, just to give to these people who are in need, you know what I mean? So I think that, you know, I applaud you, Mother Vera, for being instrumental and making, you know, and making sure that our people have some kind of help and support, and I thank you for inspiring me. I have to give you a shout-out because I think you're phenomenal in what you do. You do it from your heart. You don't do it for any other reason other than being obedient to the Most High. And I love you for it. And I'll be seeing you not this Saturday, but next Saturday. And I got a team of brothers who want to come out and help join. So hopefully Mad Dads will be out there to support as well.
All right. Sounds great. You know, listen, we're going to get back to you, Keith. Did you have anything to talk about? Youth violence as a young person. We got Diamond in the studio. Diamond, what's the solution? Young people, violence in our community. What can we do?
It starts with our parents first.
Starts with the parents?
Starts with the parents. There's a lot of parents that act more childish than the kids are. I see a lot of adults on the buses that ain't showing no examples for the youth. And I'm 22, so I'm still a youth in my eyes, right? And I see that they out of control themselves.
Wow.
So it starts with the parents.
I like that. The parents are out of control. What do you expect for the kids? Yeah. Joanne's in the studio. Joanne, one of our co-producers. What do you think? What's the solution?
For me, I'm going to go with Mother Champion because it starts with God first. It starts with God. As you have to have faith. You have to have some kind of church home in order for you to get the loving that you need so you can spread it. If I get the love, how can I spread it to the community?
Okay, so before you listen to Blog Talk Radio nationwide, all over the country, big ups to everybody over the nation that's tuning in. Remember, we got Earl Brown Day Parade coming up in June, Tater Day Parade coming up in June, Juneteenth coming up, June 19th, the Pride Festival coming up, June 24th, 25th, Stop the Violence event, June the 10th, or the 3rd? Stop the Violence, is that the change? That's June the 3rd. Human, July 15th, our parade. Make sure you check that out. Rondo Days is coming up in July. We got our Senior Pride Day, August 14th. National Night Out, August 5th. Festival for Fathers, August 12th. Urban League Family Day comes up in August and 5th for Fun in September. And then back in the day in September, all the Southside folks come together then. We got much more coming your way. It's going to be a long summer, and we're going to be doing it all summer long. I'm going to go back. Mother C, I want to talk to you just a little bit about this program. Tell us what's happening. Tell us what people can expect to come and see when they come to the event on the 29th.
Yes. Well, they can expect to come and leave with a better attitude from the information that we give them. We need to love on one another, and we need to show our parents, young teens, where the love is. We can't just tell them. We have to show them by the life that we live. We're out to help them to benefit and have a better life for themselves, go back and finish your education. We have so many things that we, you know, have. I just can't say it on this stage because we don't have enough time. But we have a lot, and we're going to take time to explain the situation to the children, the mothers, and we are having five families that we're going to work with from there. And we'll tell them about that. They can earn a round-trip ticket for them and their family next year to other than Minnesota. And it's just so much that we're trying to do. We're going to get our families back together. We're going to get our communities back together. But it takes work. And I'd like to send a shout-out to Mother Vera. I love, she is awesome. People talk about her. She is really awesome. And we will tell you more about her program also. And we just need you to come together, listen to what we have to offer, and make up your mind, and I'm quite sure you will say yes, you know. So that most of you might remember Matty Thigpen, which started this organization, and the Lord called her home in 2011, and we have taken on her legacy and taken on what she had started to do, and I think you knew her. So if you just come out and listen, take time and just listen and soak in the information, I guarantee you you'll leave with a positive attitude.
We're excited about that. We're excited about that, Mother Steve. And I just want you to know Mama Treece has been saying good things about you, wonderful things about you. We're going to go right back to Mama Treece. Mama Treece, close us out and tell us what we can expect from you, to hear from you, and then we're going to close out after that with Brother Keith Davis.
You know, a lot of people can say that they know Catrice Champion, Mama Tree from the Mad Dad, TMT Money, Floyd Mayweather Money Team. But I got a story to tell. It's an untold story that will lift young people up, that will lift elders up, that will give you some, it's, you know what they say, it's like a B12. So I'm coming to give everybody some energy, some B12. We got a lot of work to do, and it starts within us. We got to get to the root of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing a lot of my loved ones. I ain't left, y'all. I'm right here. Mother C, I love you. God took my mother but replaced me with another mother that is making me and molding me to be who I need to be, who I am. So April the 29th, come on out. And no, I'm not going to give y'all too much of this story. I ain't told none of y'all none of it. So come on out, 2 to 5, good entertainment, good music, good lesson to learn. And y'all thought it wasn't no mothers out here? Minnesota got some real strong backbones. Come on out.
You heard it from Mama Trees. Thank you very much, Mama Trees. Show, appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you on the 29th. Excited about it. Brother Keith Davis, I know, man, we had a great show. We had an opportunity to talk to some folks and really talk about some solutions and what we can do. We're looking forward to this summer to kicking off. You know, Trump said he's going to try to save Chicago. He said he's going to try to save it. I don't know what he's going to do. He's been talking about the bridge. He's been talking about immigration. He's been talking about a lot of things. But since he's got elected, he hasn't talked much about Chicago. I don't know if you noticed that, but I don't know if he's going to take the FBI in or who he's sending in. But hopefully we can do something. We're not going to let Minnesota get bad as Chicago because we can't allow that to happen. We got too much going on, too much good stuff. But Minnesota has got a taste of Chicago. Mm-hmm. It's here.
Absolutely.
But we don't want it to get that bad. So your last comments before we go.
I just want to say to Minneapolis and the people from Chicago that reside here in Minneapolis and the surrounding cities or whatever, you have to let your heart, you have to use your heart. You got to use the love that is in you, rather, to approach people and make yourself approachable as well. We have to begin to access these different organizations who want to enfranchise us because we're so disenfranchised, who want to help and establish some type of order, some type of results that can change the conditions of our people, man. We're suffering, and we need to start healing, and we need to have places where we can go to heal. I've been healing for quite some time, and I believe that giving back is getting it all. So I came to Mad Dad to help my life begin to change, and so I can heal and I can help others heal. And that's what I want to do. And I want to thank the people who continue to give me opportunity. I want to thank the Most High for showing me and directing me in the right direction so I can begin to help people help themselves so we can start healing, because we're hurting each other too much, too long, and it needs to stop. So I'm asking my people here in Minnesota as well as in Illinois and all over the country, let's start healing, and let's wake up, and let's stop this violence, and let's stop hurting each other.
I want to say a big thank you to Mama C, Mama Trees, Keith Davis, Diamond, Joanne. Thank you, everybody, for making Blog Talk what it is. And all across the nation, we say God bless you. We'll see you next week, same time.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto, and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east.